So, Ben, have you ever been to Amsterdam's airport, Schiphol?
Yeah, a few times actually. It's a great airport for connections. Why? What about it?
I was just reading about it, and there's something wild I never knew. It's actually below sea level, like -3 meters below sea level.
Wait, seriously? The whole airport?
Yeah, it says here it's one of the lowest lying airports in the world, which, when you think about it, makes sense. We're talking about the Netherlands. But still, -11 feet below sea level for a major international airport is pretty crazy.
That's actually kind of nerve-wracking when you think about it too much. What happens if the dikes fail?
Let's not think about that. But yeah, it's literally in a place called Haarlemmermeer, which I think was actually a lake at some point.
Dutch engineering, man. They don't mess around. So what's the airport code? Because I always get confused with the different ones.
So the IATA code, the one you'd use booking flights, is AMS, but the ICAO code, which pilots use, is EHAM.
EHAM, got it. And this is KLM's main hub, right?
Exactly. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, and it's actually one of the busiest airports in all of Europe. They were handling over 70 million passengers a year before the pandemic.
Wow, that's a lot of people moving through.
Right? And here's what I think is interesting. Despite all that traffic, it's just one terminal building, not like multiple terminals you have to shuttle between.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It's actually really convenient. You're not doing that panicked sprint between Terminal 1 and Terminal 4 situation.
Exactly. They have three departure halls within that single terminal. Much more efficient design.
So, how many runways are we talking about to handle all that traffic?
Six runways, which is a lot, right?
That's substantial. What are they? Different lengths?
Yeah, they vary quite a bit. The longest one is called the Polderbahn. That's runway 18L36R for any aviation nerds listening, and it's 3,800 meters long.
Help me out. How much is that in feet?
About 12,500 feet, give or take, so you can land pretty much anything there.
And what about the shortest?
The Ostbahn is about 2,014 meters, so around 6,600 feet. Still plenty long for most aircraft.
They all have these Dutch names, right? What was the long one, Polderbahn?
Yeah, there's also the Kaagbahn, Buitenvelderbahn, Aalsmeerbahn, Zwanenburgbahn.
Okay, I'm not even going to try to pronounce those.
Yeah, I'm definitely butchering them, but each runway has these names tied to local geography.
So 300 destinations, you said? That's impressive.
Over 300 destinations worldwide. Yeah, all continents covered. It's really positioned as a major European hub.
That makes sense geographically, too. Amsterdam is pretty central for connecting flights between Europe and the Americas, or to Asia.
Totally. And here's something I thought was cool. The airport actually has some unique amenities, like there's an airport library.
A library in the airport?
Yep. And get this, there's actually a branch of the Rijksmuseum at the airport.
The Rijksmuseum, like the famous art museum in Amsterdam?
The very same. So you could literally see some Dutch masterworks during a layover.
That's actually amazing. Much better than another Hudson News. No offense to Hudson News.
Right? I mean, they also have all the usual shopping and dining options, but the library and museum are really special touches.
What about getting into Amsterdam proper? Because I remember it being pretty easy.
Super easy. There's a direct train connection right from the airport. It's only about 9 kilometers to the city center, so like 5.6 miles.
Yeah, that train is great. Takes like, what, 15 minutes?
Something like that. Way better than a lot of other major airports where you're stuck in traffic for an hour trying to get downtown.
And they've got all the usual transportation options, buses, taxis, rental cars.
All of that, yeah. Taxis are 24/7, multiple bus services, car rentals on site, pretty much whatever you need.
Have you ever been through there yourself?
I haven't, actually. It's on my list, though. I've heard the terminal is really well designed, easy to navigate.
It really is. Even when it's crowded, it doesn't feel as chaotic as some airports. And honestly, the signage is great. Everything's in Dutch and English, very clear.
That single terminal design probably helps with that. Less confusion about where you need to be.
For sure. Plus, the Dutch are just really good at efficiency and design. It's like built into the culture.
Fair point. So, would you recommend it as a connection point for people planning European trips?
Absolutely. I mean, the airport itself is solid, the location is central, And if you have a longer layover, you can literally pop into Amsterdam for a few hours. Not many major hub airports where you can do that so easily.
That's a really good point. See the canals, get some stroopwafels, back through security in time for your next flight.
Exactly. Though you do have to watch your timing. You don't want to miss your flight because you were too busy eating bitterballen somewhere.
That's very specific. Speaking from experience?
Maybe.
Well, Schiphol definitely sounds like one of the better major airports out there. Below sea level and all.
Yeah, it really is. The Dutch just figured it out. Now I kind of want to go back.
Same. All right. Well, that's Amsterdam Airport Schiphol, EM, AMS, whatever you want to call it.
The airport that's basically in a lake that used to exist.
Exactly. Thanks for chatting about this.